Rocket Link Productions. It's the adventures of Carl and Bernie.
I will be king. And you will be queen.
This train is never coming. We've been here forever.
You haven't even been here 10 minutes.
I'm sweating like your mom in church.
Wow, project much?
Oh, here we go. We'll just take the local.
Dude, not taking the local.
It's going to the same place.
Yeah, Brooklyn. I'm not taking a local to Brooklyn.
Why not? It's cool inside. The seats are empty. You know the express train is going to be all crowded and shit. We can sit. You know,
I don't want to sit.
Hold hands.
You know why there's all those seats? Because nobody wants to take a local to Brooklyn. We'll wait for the express.
This is 14th Street, Union Square.
Get it? Because it always smells like pee here.
Yeah, I get it.
Come on, that's funny.
Maybe the first year you were doing it.
You know, because it's all uriny, but urine square kind of sounds like Union Square.
Yeah, I got it. It's now a four-year-old joke, dude. I'm going on a limb and saying it's past its expiration date.
Look, there's a puddle of bumpy right there. That joke is timeless. Yeah,
standing by my assessment.
Don't get me wrong. It doesn't smell as bad as Piss Station. You know, like Penn Station.
Yeah, I get it. Hey, look, dude. Somebody dropped an iPod on the tracks.
Seriously?
No, seriously. You should go grab it.
No.
You know, since the mugger made off with yours.
You mean since I lost it?
Hey, no shame in getting mugged, dude. Happens to the best of us.
Uh-huh.
It's like paying your New York tax.
To a jittery knife-welding method.
Point is, you're in the market for a new iPod, no?
I'm not going down on the tracks for a fucking iPod. Have you ever heard of the third rail?
Yeah, a time or two.
Every time I call home, my grandma reminds me to stay away from the third rail.
Dude, it's nowhere near the third rail.
Really?
No, look, one, two, three.
The third from the outside.
No, it's third from the inside.
Tell you what, I'm not going to risk it.
Holy shit, it's Jack Black.
Huh?
Fucking, I know you. You're fucking Jack Black.
I'm not, actually.
Dude. Don't fucking. Jack fucking Black. Oh, shit.
You okay there?
I almost drowned. I'm good.
Okay.
But like, you're him though, right?
Not so much.
I gotcha. I get it. You're playing it cool. You're all incognito. I'll leave you alone, Jack Black. I loved you in Kung Fu Panda.
The fuck is wrong with you?
What?
When a girl that hot thinks you're Jack Black, you tell her you're Jack Black and take her fine ass home.
I have a girlfriend. Remember, Denise?
Easy answer. Introduce her to your cousin Bernie in from out of town who loves drunk chicks.
She's too drunk even for you.
Nobody is too drunk for me.
Hey, Jack!
Okay, she's too drunk.
Oh, shit, an iPod.
Holy shit, she fell down into the tracks.
Yeah, come on, we gotta get her out.
Seriously?
Carl, she's unconscious.
I wasn't willing to go down there for an iPod. You think I'm gonna go down there for some drunk chick I don't even know?
You're serious, aren't you?
Well, if I wasn't before, I sure as shit am now.
I'm going down.
No, dude, get the fuck out of there. Bernie!
Just come help me get her up.
Bernie, the train.
We're going to be fine. We got plenty of time.
I can't watch. Oh, shit.
Carl, what happened?
I slipped and fell in a pool of the bump is.
Jesus Christ. Now? Right now?
Oh, this is so super gross. Can you help me up?
I'm a little busy. Here.
It's all over my pants.
Okay.
Oh, the third rail, buddy.
Go.
Watch out for the third rail.
And, okay, here I go. Carl, Jesus.
A little help, please.
I'm coming.
It smells like hot aged vinegar over here. What do you think? Is she going to be okay?
I don't know. Doctor said she hit her head on the tracks, got a minor concussion.
Crap. Sounds like bad news for you.
How's that bad for me?
You finally do something cool and the only witness to it is a veg.
A veg? Seriously?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you saved a hot girl's life, and you know, what? She's never going to know.
That is a waste of some pretty good heroics, now that you mention it.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, who's our subway hero?
What?
I don't have time to fuck around, boys. We got 5 minutes to shoot this feel-good shit, and then we got to hustle. Bill O'Reilly's doing a show me your green card rally at the falafel restaurant down the street.
Hey, you're that Valerie lady from Fox News.
Yes, good. Always nice to meet a fan. Bob, these fluorescents going to do the job?
I'll throw up a fill.
No, it's me, Carl.
Drawing a blank.
Oh, right. Al the Butcher.
I got nothing.
from the Tea Party rally?
Look, dude, I do a lot of stories. Who is the subway hero?
He is.
Great. As soon as the fill's up, we're going to shoot a quickie interview. I'm going to try to wake this girl up. Hey, Blondie, wakey wakey, time for eggs and bakey. Oh, Jesus, I hope she's not a veg.
What the hell are you doing?
I don't want to put my face on TV and on Fox News. Are you kidding me? This is how FBI files get open, man. You take the credit. I'm sitting over there, off camera.
Yeah, she's a veg. Fuck it. Bob, you good?
Rock and roll.
What's your name, hero man?
Carl.
Like Marx?
No, like Rove.
Everybody's going to think Marx. I'll just call you hero man.
Like what? A superhero?
Yeah, just like that. Schmuck.
In 3, 2...
Valerie Vance here at NYU Med Center, where the fearless hero man holds vigil at the bedside of the lovely but unresponsive woman he saved. Sir, do you mind being called a hero?
Well, Val, I try not to think of myself as special or extraordinary, even though I may be. I'm just a man, trying to do the right thing out there in this big, scary world.
Uh-huh. So you do this kind of thing often?
Yes, I do. Going around, saving people, making this world a better place. It's my sacred duty, my destiny as hero man.
All right. So did you save this damsel in distress all by yourself?
Well, mostly, but I did have some help from my faithful manservant, sidekick boy. He's right over, well, he disappeared. As he's prone to do, he lives in the shadows, in the fog.
So tell us how you saved this young woman.
Well, I was on the subway platform breaking up a brutal knife fight when this young lovely slipped and took a nasty fall onto the tracks. While sidekick boy held those knifing ne'er-do-wells at bay, I leapt down to the tracks, pulled her up in front of an oncoming train, and then proceeded to beat the hell out of those knife-fighting ruffians. I mean, sidekick boy is good, but he is no hero man.
I see. And do you think this kind of street vigilantism would even be necessary were it not for President Obama's lax approach to domestic security?
What?
You saved me?
Why, yes, young lady, for I am Hero Man.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. A reunion to pull at your heartstrings. I'm Valerie Vance for Fox News.
Clear.
All right, let's move. Bill ain't getting any younger.
Or saner.
No one's ever done anything like that for me before.
All in the line of duty, ma'am.
You just climbed down there and saved me?
Well, what else was I supposed to do? Just, run away?
I owe you my life. I don't know how I could ever thank you,
Carl.
Carl, I'm Jenny. Come closer.
Jenny. You know, hey, what are you,
Come here, you big handsome son of a bitch.
Whoa, okay, funny thing, Hero Man has a hero girlfriend. Sidekick Boy here.
Please don't call me that.
This is my sidekick, and he is single as the day is long.
Hi, I'm Bernie.
A.K.A. Sidekick Boy?
Yeah, I'm not interested in a boy, I need a man. This man, right here, my hero.
Right, but he's not available.
Oh, he will be.
Well, you get some rest there, young lady. Best of luck to you.
Don't worry, I'll see you around.
I think we may have found the problem in my little credit shift plan.
Never mind that. Did you hear that interview? I'm gonna be a media sensation.
That shit ain't gonna make the air. They got more important things to put on TV than your dumbass. But before we get to Twiggy the water skiing squirrel, here's Valerie Vance with a story that has captured the hearts of many New Yorkers.
So you do this kind of thing often?
Yes, I do. Going around, saving people, making this world a better place. It's my sacred duty, my destiny as Hero Man.
All right.
So isn't that awesome?
Pretty good, baby.
Well, if you think that's good, wait till you see this. Be right back.
You realize he thinks he's a superhero now, right?
Meh, I'll get over it.
I think that's optimistic.
I've learned to develop a laissez-faire attitude about these little phases of his.
It's very impressive. How's it working out for you?
Well, we're still together, so far so good.
Dum da 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 da! Hero Man! Eh? What do you think?
Are those your silk jammies?
Not anymore.
Sweetie, those were an anniversary gift.
Baby, your gift will now be forever fused in Hero Man's history. Plus, they're the only thing I had that was shiny enough.
Fine. As long as you didn't do anything to mine.
How's that?
Carl!
I needed a matching costume for Sidekick Boy.
You needed no such thing.
And you actually thought my pajamas would fit Bernie? Because they won't.
That's totally irrelevant.
Hey, these things are supposed to fit tight.
I'm not wearing a costume.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I'm excited about this. Hey, unless you want to be my sidekick.
You boys enjoy your jammy outfits.
I'm not wearing a jammy outfit.
Thanks, hon. You're the best. My Lois. all right. Me and Bernie are going to go out and fight some crime.
You're going to do what?
You boys have fun. I'll be here, drinking quietly and evaluating my life decisions.
Wait a minute. What are you thinking of doing?
That's right, sidekick boy. It's time to suit up and fight some crime.
I'm not suiting up.
Time to fight some crime.
Only if it's on my way to the bar.
All right, let's race to the Fatmobile. We have not one moment to lose.
All right, so what are we looking for here?
Evildoers.
Are you kidding me? What are you, George Bush?
Wait, look over there. Is that a mugging?
It could be, yes. A mugging. Can we go now?
Help! Help me!
All right, sidekick boy.
Stop calling me that.
I'll go in first and stop this violent mugging, and I'll yell raspberry jam if I need your assistance.
Why raspberry jam?
Because that's the code word.
Why is that the code word?
Get away from me!
Because code words are cool. Now quit being argumentative. Off I go. Have no fear, young lady. Hero Man is on the way.
Help!
Stop! Right. Oh, shit. Just give me a second. Oh, God.
Help!
Okay. Stop there, common criminal. Unhand this woman's purse, or I shall be forced to thrash you.
Oh, really? Is that what you're going to do?
Oh, hey, wait a second. You're a girl.
Uh-huh.
Girls aren't muggers.
What can I tell you? I'm a trailblazer, cracking the glass ceiling. Now give me the fucking purse.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Dude, she'll clock your shit. She already punched me twice.
I find that highly... Oh, ow!
Come on, Chunky, let's get it on.
That was a sucker punch.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
how about that one?
Fuck! Oh, raspberry jam.
What's that? You're talking kind of quiet on account of me beating the shit out of you. Help! Help me! And help this guy!
All right, yes, very good. Get the fuck out of here, will you?
What are you going to do about it, punk?
Let's not pretend this is going well for anyone, okay? Hey!
Including you, huh? Hey, what the hell?
Girls can mug too, boys can mace too.
Fuck you, dude!
Eat my pepper spray, bitch! All right, everybody okay?
I'm good. I think your friend might need some help.
Raspberry jam.
All right, I'm here.
Oh, God!
Come on, let's take it to your lady.
Oh, is that what peas are for?
Just hold still.
Thanks for cleaning me up here.
Carl, I'm worried. This is dangerous. I mean, this guy sounds really scary.
Oh, he was. He's good 300-pound tattoos, mohawk. He looked like Mr. T. I mean, I held my own pretty good,
you know. That's the point. This whole crime-fighting thing. I just don't want you to get hurt.
Baby, don't worry. Look, you gotta learn lessons from this stuff. Like, I thought I could just go out and fight crime with my sharp wits and powerhouse physical force like Batman.
I don't think you're a Batman, baby.
But I was at the comic store earlier and I was doing some research and I found that the one thing that you see in a lot of the superhero comics is an item, you know, an heirloom or an ancient artifact which gives them their power, you know, like the Green Lantern's ring or Thor's hammer.
Okay.
So I just need to, like, you know, get something that gives me power.
Which will certainly happen.
Funny you should say that. Look in this bag.
What's this?
It's a power ring. Just like the Flash's ring? Duh! The ring will give me powers of indestructibility.
This is like a plastic ring.
Don't be fooled by its humble design.
Like something out of a candy machine. And wait, what's this? In honor of Free Comic Book Day, Midtown Comics gives you this free Flash ring. Carl, the ring is worthless.
We'll see about that. To be continued.
Hello. Hey there, buddy. You got a visitor.
Yeah? Who?
Here, I'll just let her say hello.
Is this my hero man?
No. Hey there.
It's Jenny.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Are you coming back to your apartment? I was going to make you a thank you dinner. With a very special dessert.
Oh, wow. Well, that's tempting. But I'm over at my girlfriend's apartment.
Still lugging that ball and chain around, huh?
That what?
I'm not wearing any underwear, Vera Man.
Hey, you know who I'll bet is hungry? My buddy Bernie Bear.
He does nothing for me.
Well, I'm not doing nothing for you either.
You'll change your mind. I do not lose, you big, sexy bastard.
All righty. How about you put Bernie back on the phone?
See you soon.
Yeah, real firecracker, huh?
How did she get my address?
Yeah, your guess is as good as mine, friend.
Should I be worried?
Nah, maybe a little bit.
Okay, so here's the plan. Tomorrow afternoon, Hero Man and Sidekick Boy hit the streets again.
Number one, stop calling me that.
The people. I learned not to go out without my indestructibility ring.
I'm dubious that that's a real thing.
Well, I guess you'll see tomorrow, won't you?
Fine. When and where?
Don't worry. Go about your day. I'll find you as a test of my powers of tracking.
Oh, goody. See you whenever.
Crime won't know what hit it.
That's a dumb thing to say.
Sounded better in my head.
Yeah, bye.
See ya.
What was all that?
Huh? Oh, nothing. Just secret identity stuff.
Whatever, dude.
Tony D.
Be real. What brings you out of your cave on this lovely afternoon?
I think that's pretty obvious.
What are we talking here? 20? 50?
50 will do.
50 it is. Always a pleasure, Byrne.
Likewise.
Stop right there, drug dealer!
Hey, motherfucker, you want to keep your goddamn voice down?
Carl, what the fuck?
Look here, I just watched my sidekick boy, pull you into a net of a drug sting.
A what?
Carl, seriously.
And what the fuck did he call you?
Sidekick boy!
I've asked him to stop calling me that.
You fucking set me up, Bernie?
I promise I didn't, dude.
Enough of this. Look, Tony, I'm not after you. A marijuana street dealer like yourself is small potatoes.
You better not be after me, Jackoff. I sold you a nickel bag 3 fucking days ago,
The point is, I'm not after you. I'm after your supplier, dirtbag. The big man. The guy who's putting the hard stuff out on the street and selling it to the kids.
Dude, nobody's doing that.
Stop contradicting me and give me a name.
B-Love, your boy is full of shit.
You're gonna sing like a pigeon, scumbag.
Pigeons don't sing, dumbass.
Fuck this, dude. I'm out of here.
Not so fast. You might be able to resist me, but not my indestructibility ring.
What are you doing?
Try to get past me. You can't. I'm indestructible.
Yeah, you might want to get that shit looked at. Bernie, get yourself a new connect. I don't need this bullshit.
Tony, wait, seriously.
Fuck off, B.
Shit.
Wow. Thanks, pal.
That didn't go like I thought it would.
That was the only tolerable weed dealer I've ever met, so thanks for blowing that.
Yeah, I know. Now I need a sack. So, I guess this artifact idea is a bust, too.
Yeah, you think? Here, get up.
Thanks. Okay, so plan C.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Hear me out. Okay, so clearly, my route to being a real superhero is to have some kind of genetic mutation that gives me my superpowers.
Clearly.
Like, you know, how Peter Parker was bit by the radioactive spider to become Spider-Man, or all the X-Men are mutants, or, like, whatever the thing was with Chevy Chase and Modern Problems.
Dude, nobody remembers that movie.
And I think I may be one step ahead. At some point over the last couple of days, I got something on my back. Here, take a look.
Dell, what the hell is that?
I think this could indicate the mutation in my system.
It's not a mutation. That's a fucking rash, dude. Oh, God.
I can already feel the energy surging through my body.
Seriously, you need to get that looked at now.
I think this is it, buddy. Let's go fight some crime.
I'm going home and watch TV.
No, you live under my roof. You follow my rules. No TV until after crime fighting.
You're a dick.
Come on, it'll be fun.
I'm not having fun.
Who knew there was so little crime in New York City?
Can we go home now?
Not yet.
Or take you to a hospital? Get that weird throbbing rash looked at?
Hey, don't talk shit on my mutation.
Seriously, man, I think you invented a new shade of green.
Hey, let's go into the deli and get some snacks.
Let's just go home.
I'm buying devil dogs.
Fine.
Awesome. Can you spot me a $5 Friday?
Get on the fucking floor!
Oh, shit.
Down! Get down on your fucking knees!
Do what he says. He is a crazy man.
I'm afraid we can't do that, evildoer.
What the hell are you talking about? And what are you wearing?
I am Hero Man. Now listen, no one needs to get hurt. Just put your gun down on the floor.
Get away from me, man.
Carl, seriously, we should get on the floor.
Listen to your friend, asshole.
Quiet, sidekick boy.
What the fuck did he just call you?
Let's not get into it.
Okay, I'm going to walk towards you.
Oh, hell no, you're not!
And I want you to lay the gun on the floor.
Please do not start this trouble. I will give him our money.
Quiet, you.
Carl, Jesus.
Hero man.
Whatever. Look, if they're okay with giving him the money, then let's just give him the money and leave.
Listen to them, fucko. I'm not putting my gun down.
Very well, then. What do you say to this?
Oh my god, what the fuck is that?
I am now using my genetic mutation to control your mind.
Oh god, get away from me, oh my god!
Put the gun on the ground!
Oh god, I'm getting the dry heat.
Ah!
Bernie!
He shot me in the fucking foot!
Whoops!
Help, help!
Did you just say whoops?
Oh god,
oh fucker, you just shot my friend in the foot!
Oh god, I'm gonna be sick!
Fuck, that hurts!
You can't just go around shooting people in the foot, asshole.
Carl, get the gun!
What? Oh, right. Not so smart now, are you?
Oh, my God. Just put your shirt down.
Hey, lady, call the cops.
Yeah, and an ambulance, please. Jesus.
Yeah, and an ambulance for my friend. You get on the floor.
Yeah, okay.
In fact, empty your pockets.
What?
You heard me, jackass. Empty them. Hey, is that a new iPod?
Yeah, why?
Hand it over, Punchy.
Oh, that's a dick move, dude. Yeah,
this from the guy who just shot me in the fucking foot.
Yeah, make with the iPod, douchebag.
This is the worst robbery I've ever been a part of.
Thanks to Hero. Wait, where's the surveillance camera?
Yes, and an ambulance too. One moment, to your left.
Thanks to Hero Man.
God, are you okay?
Hey, Jenny. Yeah, I mean, Cast will be on for a few weeks, but the bleeding wasn't so bad.
Who cares? Are you okay, Hero Man?
What? Oh, yeah, I'm good. Perfect.
Oh, hey, here it is. Bernie, turn it up.
Foiled an armed deli robbery, saving the life of the clerk and disarming the would-be robber.
But the fat man distracted him with his peculiar skin and then took his iPod. It was very strange.
Store surveillance video shows the peculiar heroics, but surveillance video may also be the undoing of the duo, or at least the ringleader of the operation, as MTA officials today released footage of the daring subway track rescue that first put the media spotlight on the odd pair.
Hey, that's me.
As you see on the explosive video, not only does Hero Man not go onto the tracks to save the drunken damsel, leaving Sidekick Boy to do the job, but he literally runs away in fear, slipping and falling in a pool of what MTA officials are calling unidentified biological chemicals.
Shit, I gotta get out of here.
What do you mean?
They got me on tape. I'm on the grid. Gotta go change my haircut again.
But wait, you were the real Hero?
Maybe. Look, I gotta go. Seriously.
You need some help?
Well, I mean, sure. If you could hand me those crutches, that'd be great.
How's about you come home with me? I'll take care of you.
Oh, really?
I'll take good care of you.
Well, I mean, if you insist, I...
My Hero.
Pull the sledge, which means I would have landed right about where this rash... Ugh. Oh, nurse, I think I need to see a doctor. You know, I'd like to make it known that I offered a lot of really good ideas for this superhero episode, and they were totally ignored.
Mm-hmm, I'm sure. Adventures of Carl and Bernie is written and directed by Jason Bailey.
I was like, look, Bailey, we could create a whole Hero Man mythology.
Produced by Mike Hall.
And we can give him an origin story, like how he came from another planet, or how he was the result of a gamma experiment gone wrong.
Executive producer, Mac Welch.
And what kind of supervillains would he come up against? Like, he could battle the evil slow tourist or the diabolical dick who takes up three seats on the bus?
Guest starring Rebecca Dryden, Meredith Jones, Melody Lane, Tom Shaner, Amber Mallott, Jesse Griffin, and Amy Huey.
And what about his beautiful and equally dangerous girlfriend, the deadly Denise the Peace?
The Adventures of Carl and Bernie is on iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, Vimeo, Funny or Die, YouTube, Nudia.tv, MySpace, and at www.carlandbernie.com.
And he just ignored me and wrote this old half-ass shit.
Yeah, some people have no sense of vision, dude.
Right? I'm Carl.
And I'm Bernie.
Thanks for listening.